What's going on, everybody? Secret to Fight podcast. We are in early March right now, 2024. Through this past week, I'll kind of tie flight events to kind of the mindset thing this week. I know a lot of business owners listen to this. So recently had kind of an ownership call with flight, everyone involved in the company. Just an update of what's going on, financials, production, infrastructure, permitting, the whole nine yards there. Really solid phone call, and I'm just going to distill a couple takeaways from it because there's a lot of good conversation there. It was about an hour and 20 minutes, and I kind of took down my main takeaways, and you know, hopefully you'll be able to use them as you kind of grow and scale. The first one is a theme of leadership, right? So we are, I try to be proactive in solving problems, before they come up. Right now we have 26 houses under construction. Over the next few months, we'll have probably 50 and then 60. And by the end of the year, we'll have over 100 houses under construction. So, a lot of, moving parts there and a lot of areas where you can miss some accountability, right? Where you can maybe trust that someone's doing something, but you don't have the time to verify that it's getting done. And if you let that accountability slip, it's a very slippery slope. So I'm trying to get ahead of that. And I think the best way to get ahead of that in a construction company, which is very people heavy, is through strong and positive leadership, right? And you will never develop strong, positive leadership within your organization if you don't have any sort of system to do so. You can get lucky and bring in people that, you know, kind of have some natural abilities, can do a little bit, but everyone needs to be, all of us need to continue to develop as leaders if we are going to grow. I've talked about the law of the lid before. You will put a lid on your organization if you think you're the smartest person in the world and that you don't need to grow anymore. You'll put a lid on your organization if you don't let others rise up above you as leaders. So looking ahead to solve that problem and knowing that it will be a problem down the road, I've mentioned this before, but Wally Conway is coming on to help us with our leadership program, and it's just absolutely coming together fantastically. I'm very excited. We're going to roll this out in April. It's going to be kind of the flight leadership team already is about five of us. So there'll be kind of closed classes twice a month for that group. Plus, I've talked about before my coffee times that I love. 10 o'clock at sea is coffee time. So I'm going to do those every other week or so to get a good consistent flow of leadership meetings. And we're also going to have like our leadership launch program where anyone is allowed to join and people can kind of self-select, because even though we only have, you know, 26 houses going now, it's just going to ramp up really very quickly. And if you give people the opportunity to step up, I'm quite sure that the right people will self-select and continue to move up quickly. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like if you're growing a people heavy organization, and you don't have some sort of plan for leadership development or someone of Wally's caliber to come in and help you with that, you need a solution to that problem, whether it's you, outside consultant, whatever it is. If an organization is not consistently working on their leadership and getting to better, they will stall 100%. The other piece is just, we had a recent hire. I won't mention any names just on this podcast, but it was one of those recent hires where he comes on board and it's like, it almost feels like he's been here the whole time, right? And he's plugged a lot of holes and kept things moving. And just think in theory on what if everyone you hired on after a week, you took a deep breath and you said, how the fuck did I ever do it without this person? I can confidently say that, you know, 80-20 principle, at least 80% of the team right now, I truly, truly feel that way about. I take a deep breath And I said, there is no fucking way this would happen without these people. What if you could get your team to a point where you felt that way about every single person? I just feel like it's possible. But it's not possible if you're not willing to have difficult conversations. If you're not willing to have difficult conversations about accountability, about stepping up, about performance and letting go the people that need to be let go, then you will never get there. If you are, me and Elena talked about this morning, if you're a people pleaser and you're scared to have those conversations, then guess what? That person will linger and continue to give, you know, you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want more. They continue to get worse and worse and worse and just eventually suck you dry. So getting ahead of those problems and think about your organization that way. I heard it put to me very simply before. It was like, if you want a Super Bowl caliber organization, you need a Super Bowl caliber team, right? So if you have team members that you look at and you clearly know the ones that are Super Bowl caliber and which ones aren't, you need to make adjustments, right? You need to either manage them up to be A players or you need to manage them out the door. And we are, you know, we're a small, delicate startup at this point. Couple bad apples kind of really weigh you down. So I just challenge everyone to think about their organization like that. What if every single person you had, you took a deep breath and you'd say, holy shit, I could not do it without this person. What if you felt that way about everyone? How strong would you be if everyone was rowing the same direction and everyone was in lockstep? You know, you will never be 100% perfect, but you can strive every day to get there. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.